Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 908 here on the show, 713-780. We have taken a lot of calls. We had Gilbert on a little bit earlier in the show.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't. But you know what? I think there are people, a lot of people watched the U.S. soccer match last night or yesterday afternoon, but they don't really know how to talk about it. And they know, or they know how to talk about it, and they're like, I'm not doing this with John and Lance. I'm not. I mean, they don't even know what they're. I'm not going to waste my time with this. And what you need to understand is that John is hosting a soccer show, and I said phrases
co-hosting.
Like
co-hosting.
Co-hosting. I had phrases like backline. I talked about, if you heard my interview with, I'm a big, huge soccer guy. I know a lot about Everton soccer, which the English goalkeeper is Jordan Pickford from Everton. So I've got basically a scouting report on him. He's a huge complainer, complains at every defensive player. It's always their fault when there's any shots on goal.
Right.
So that kind of team dissension, I liked it. I liked the U.S.'s chance. I'm going to go watch the game with a Danish guy who is the life of the party on Friday. So I've already got to meet him and go watch with him. I'm trying to get my Colombian buddy out there too, because that is when I get the two of them together.
Yeah.
Special. They've only met each other once. And I said, I need to get this guy. You ever have people in different friend groups where you said, oh, I need to get this guy paired with this guy?
I had that. I don't really matchmake with friends. No.
No, I just I wanted to get these two crazy lunatics together. Yeah. And then it turned into a huge party when they were
our
together.
Our groups are mostly heterosexual.
Yeah. Well, y'all buy each other jeans, so we don't know that.
No, that's
grown men buying grown men jeans with sequins on it.
I don't even know what
is that in your friend group? Did it happen in your friend group?
I don't know. I can't.
Do you guys wear?
Deny.
Do you have Balenciaga bags and Gucci shoes?
Nope, I do not.
I feel some lies here.
I feel
some lies here. I feel there's a lot of metro dressing going on in your group.
I don't even understand what you're talking about right now. So because
I'm sorry, Balenciaga. Does that help?
Balenciaga.
Yeah, did that help you?
Yeah, I was talking Spanish last night to the boys. Oh, do you say okay? Because they were.
Yeah, when you're in Spain, you
Raul
do.
Raul and Irv was out last night. La Raza.
Oh, was he?
We were hanging out. He came to Knicks. Had a great time at Knicks. Great time.
When I saw a picture of you at Raul's, all I could think of was, oh, God. John's been out doing this since
all day.
No question how it must have been at Cobos.
Yep. That did happen. Something happened to this camera over here. It's wild. It's a different kind of shot we've got going on today. But, Knicks was awesome. And get there Friday on Black Friday to go watch the game. Mm-hmm. Nick will be there on Tuesday.
Is he doing
Tuesday
anything
well?
Where if the U.S. scores a goal, your food's going to be free? He should do that Mattress Mac thing again.
No,
if the U.S. wins,
he should. If the U.S. beats England,
absolutely,
your food is free. Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, you might be saying, they're coming in anyway, John. I'm not giving anything free. They're already coming in.
He was packed. He had a giant party on the European side.
Yep.
And then in America, it was full. It was great. It was really
Great for patio.
Yeah,
yesterday.
My friend Ryan Pressly was there.
That was really Ryan Pressly.
He was at Nick's place watching the game.
But it looked like he was by himself.
No. He was sitting at a table with a buddy. But nobody bothered him.
How would he? Like, where does he live? I wonder that he ends up at Nick's place.
Well, you know, it's not far. Piney Point is not far.
You think that's where he lives?
Yeah, probably.
Possibly,
you come right straight down Fondren right into Alzheimer's.
That's where Raj, I think Raj still lives. I used to go to these parties. When I first started radio, I met this guy named Tom Vaughn, who was a lawyer who was really fun. That's why I met Alonzo through him. Lance he bought my Pigskin Sports, and I had my handicapping business at the same time as doing my radio show. I just started. He said he wanted to buy the full season, so I met him at this place called Rio Ranch, still on Westheimer, and he paid me $800. And he had this Asian girl with him, probably 35 years younger than him.
Okay.
He had just had chemotherapy, was drinking a Chardonnay, and asked me if I wanted to go on his private jet and go watch with him and his friends and go watch. He was from Oklahoma. He went to school at Oklahoma, did his law degree at Oklahoma, and go watch, in his words, Oklahoma, Texas. My wife makes me say Texas, Oklahoma.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. So on the Friday, he asked me, you want to come with us? Yeah. On Saturday, I'm on the plane with Greg Newsom, who, you know, he was Tom Vaughn, had been his manager. And we're flying there. And what the hell am I talking about? Why did I even go in that direction?
No one even knows. No one's quite sure what you were talking
about. No, you were...
Me and Ryan Presley?
Ryan Presley. And... Oh, thanks. Whew. ADD got a hold on me. So he lived right next door. I used to go to these Monday night football parties at his house, and he had like what looked like an old 70s bachelor pad, basically. This would have been in the late 90s. And just the most exotic and diverse collection of people would come to these parties. Right next door is Roger Clemens. And mm-hmm. what Tom told us is that at Christmas, I think it was Christmas, Roger would autograph baseball. Now, Roger's obviously playing. This is in the 90s. So Roger's still playing. Roger would autograph baseballs and put it in everyone's mailbox in the little on their street. It was like a Christmas present he gave to all the neighbors.
That's neat.
Yeah. And Tom loved Roger. He thought Roger was an awesome neighbor.
Yeah. No, Roger's a great
guy. So Roger lived really at that guy. Point in Piney Point. I don't know if he's moved or not.
I think he is.
Why didn't you tell Ryan Presley, would you like to come on our radio show?
I didn't really. I said,
you should have.
Leave him alone. I'm just going to leave him alone. Let him just be.
Have you? By the way, have you seen Mattress Mack's commercial? No one does more commercials than Mattress Mack.
Did you see with the five?
It is the most uncomfortable commercial I've seen in 3 years.
But they probably just walked out of there with all kind of furniture, though.
Who all was it? It's Garcia, Javier, one of the guys I didn't recognize, Montero, I think, or no. No, I don't think Montero was in it.
Was Urquidy? No, Urquidy
was Fromber in it?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. But it was four Latin
Americans.
There's
four guys just sitting there staring at the camera, and they're not even, like, they're kind of looking off to the side. They're just kind of moving around. It's like they just started rolling the camera, and some of them are looking in there like it's a hostage video, and others are looking around. It is a... Hey, let's just throw this commercial together real quick while y'all are here delivering my giant wheelbarrow of money. We live in a country. This is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Four Latin American players surrounded Mattress Mack while he takes a wheelbarrow full of cash that is vacuum sealed in plastic bags like something from Breaking Bad. He wheelbarrows it into gallery furniture where there are people taking pictures and a huge people there to look at money. I guess, and see Astros, I assume, and then the Latin American players are there, and they just surround them, and they don't. I don't know that anything else happened with them. I think they may have done meet and greet or signings or whatever after that. And they said, "Hey, let's just all do a commercial. You don't have to say anything until the very end, where we'll say, I think save you money."
I think it took a couple of takes too, because I saw behind the scenes with Berman.
It looked like it was a couple of takes when I saw the finished take. I thought the other ones must not have been great.
9:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Got to take a break here. We still got you at 713-780-3776. Foo. Hey, Foo. You'll be first up, Foo. But right now, let's talk about MyBookie. Okay. Speaking of Mattress Mack, MyBookie is taking bets. They didn't take, I don't think Mack put any of his bets through that. I'm not sure about million-dollar bets. I do know this, that if you, my friends, want to bet and get paid, you got mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Time to cash in and cash out with MyBookie as well. It's intense. Okay, sports betting is intense enough. You shouldn't need to sweat your payouts. Thankfully, MyBookie has a no-strings bonus that lets you cash in and cash out quickly. You get started at mybookie.ag, use promo code BET975, and a deposit as little as $50 up to $2,000, and you'll get a 10% cash bonus. okay? Bet your deposit amount once, and you're ready to cash out. You won't find an easy bonus like this anywhere. It's no strings attached with MyBookie. Hammer this bonus on MyBookie.ag so you can focus on what's important. Thanksgiving week, family food, securing that bag. So amp up the fun this week with some action on the NFL, NBA, college football, player props, and, of course, the World Cup. And take advantage of the cash-in, cash-out bonus going on right now at mybookie.ag, bet 975. Get anything, anytime. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 975.
Time to talk about my man Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing. I've got some issues. I'm going to call him after.
Billy. Billy Brown.
I'm going to call him after the holidays and have him come over and check out. We've got some issues with water flow. We've got some issues with hot water. I might even get the tankless hot water heater. That's so good, right? I mean, and they install it. They do it all.
Got to. You had it previously.
Yeah, I did at the old house.
I got one installed. You know, here's another great one. I had this goofball group of guys trying to install it. This is about 7 years ago. And my wife got so mad at them for they didn't know what they were doing. She ended up kicking them out of the house, and we had no hot water at all because the hot water heater was out. And I had to have a friend who has a business come and do something in the middle of the night or something. I mean, I had pipe work done by somebody who, before I met Aqueduct Plumbing, my decision making was so suspect, man. And you've paid for it. Like, you pay actual cash, you pay in headaches. Not with Aqueduct Plumbing. You don't have those headaches with them because they actually do the job right the first time and they're qualified at every time.
281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They're the best. No questions asked. Nobody else should be in your home doing your plumbing. Aqueduct Plumbing.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number. If you would like to get in here to hang out with us. Foo, what up, Foo? What you doing?
Hey, what's up, Foo? Que paso? Hey, shout out to Mari. Que paso, Mari?
She's not listening.
Hey, Irv was doing Foo, that yesterday.
Hey, Foo, did you see that crazy white lady that climbed that Mexican pyramid?
Yeah, and got booed.
Yeah. Hey,
she wasn't supposed to be out there.
Does that remind you of Cersei? Shame.
They could have shamed her. Yeah, hey. She climbed up there and people started booing her because that's it's sacred. Yeah, you sent
bad,
it.
That's bad.
Would the audio work on radio, by the way, RJ?
I'm not sure that the audio
would
work.
Yeah, the video, right? No, it wouldn't work. But the video is there for us to see. But we saw it.
Hey, so I'm on here, Lance.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. And John Granato also.
Right.
Hey, so I wanted to call about the Astros, but I started thinking the Texans. I don't think is. I want them to get a quarterback, but I don't think the O line is that good, huh, Fools?
No, Foo. It ain't that good.
At first I wanted them to draft the defensive end from Alabama, but he's not looking like a good fool right now. He's looking like a bad fool.
That's it. You're forcing it too much. That's it, RJ. He's not a good fool and a bad fool. When you say fool, you don't. They're not just. It's fool? Not a generic noun. That's just like a. Hey, he's fool? Not look. He's not playing like a good fool. He's playing like a bad fool.
No, that's not how it's. No, you're just supposed to say John and Lance are just a fool. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's why are you doing that, fool?
Yeah, fool.
Yeah. You had it right early, and now you're forcing it.
Yeah. No, you good. But you know what? Just call us, fool.
You're forcing it, fool.
That old line ain't good, fool. No. I mean, are you just waking up to this, fool? That's what you're waking up to today? Okay? You've been watching this. They got 10 games in, and you're just getting to this? Offensive line sucks, fool.
Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. They run the ball. There's some holes now for, if we're being fair, there's some holes for, Davis Mills has had some time to pass, too. I've seen some really bad lines. There's way worse lines in the league than what the Texans are dealing with.
No, but it seems like whenever they, it just seems
there,
like.
It's inconsistent. It's, yeah. I will say that. Because there's some people in his face, too.
They pick the worst possible times for holding penalties. And Tunsil still false starts. Tunsil's been good, though. Let's face it. The tackles have been pretty good. The tackles have been okay. And it's the interior line that's just devastating. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has any beef up front, holy crap. And you've faced some good interior defensive lines, too, over these last few weeks. So, I mean, in fairness, these are some of the best in the league. At Washington, Tennessee, they're creating a lot of problems throughout the league. But Kenyon Green is going to have to – he's going to have to bulk up. He's going to have to change technique. He needs a lot of work this offseason.
See, I don't think he needs to get bigger. I think he's played too
heavy
at times this year.
He's not strong enough.
I think it's a technique issue with his hands. I think he needs to go to school on some of that stuff. Got to get his feet in the right position. I mean, there's a lot of technical stuff that was a mess before, and it is now too. And it's funny because he did play, although I didn't think his tackle tape was anything all that great anyway, but he did play some tackle. But it's different playing inside. You can play some tackle. He had to because they needed help, and he bumped outside. When you play inside against, what happens is you got to be strong enough because you end up against Jeffrey Simmons. There's not a lot of Jeffrey Simmons, but you end up against stronger, more explosive guys. And if you don't have a level of core strength, and if your hands are not inside hands, if you play with outside hands, you lose all the leverage. It puts more pressure on your core strength. If your core strength isn't great, you need to work on that. There's no question that right now I think players get to his edge because he's not playing with smart footwork. It's an issue. Kenyon Green was the 13th pick of the draft, and you can be a good run blocker, but listen, if you are a subpar pass blocker, that is going to show up a lot because people are going to target you with twists. They're going to target you with the best pass rusher. They're going to overload your side and check on you mentally if you know where your operation is and where your assignment is. It's a concern, man. It is a concern that he's having this kind of issues in pass protection on a consistent basis. It's got to get fixed, and he's got to work on it in the offseason when he's not with the Texans. He better get somewhere and start working with someone.
Yeah, I don't know how good their offensive line coach is. All I know is that
there's only so much you can do in season if it's a muscle memory issue. There's only so much you can do, like when the bullets are flying. So that's why he's got to work on his golf. It's like working on your golf swing in the middle of a tournament.
You do.
But a lot of times it's not going to take.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times you got to get the muscle memory right. If you're redoing your swing.
Not redo your swing, but in the middle of a tournament.
Because muscle memory is redoing.
If you got to do that, if you're really working on your swing in the middle of a tournament, you ain't winning no tournament.
No.
And guess what? Texans ain't winning no football game.
No.
Javon wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, watching the LSU this year, I think that Harold Perkins may be the best pass rusher in college right now. I think he might be better than Will Anderson, at least in the next couple of years. But you think if he was able to come out right now, you think he could be a top 10 pick as of right now?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a pass rusher that dynamic as a true freshman? Can you recall anybody being that good?
Well, Michael Parsons would have been, but Michael Parsons was moved to linebacker. Michael Parsons was a defensive end in high school and a running back, and he was moved to linebacker, so off-the-ball linebacker. So Michael Parsons, when he bounced back down, that guy's going to be the defensive player of the year this year. So, yeah, Michael Parsons would be your answer. He just wasn't a freshman. Would Harold Perkins? Absolutely. Harold Perkins is not a true edge. He's more of a linebacker.
He's outside linebacker.
So, but I think it's stupid not to rush him off the edge.
Yeah.
In other words, Michael Parsons to me is going to change a lot of people's. I think a lot of teams are going to say, "Man, look what happened with the guy who came in as an inside linebacker, and they bounced him out there because they had so many injuries, and now he's defensive player of the year. Let's just get athletes who are fast."
Well, I think he's Harold Perkins is a 3-4 outside linebacker.
You think that's what he'll be?
Yep.
Yeah, he looks like he needs more. Like, he's not prototypical size and length, but he's got some Von Miller to him.
He does.
And he's the most explosive.
And he can cover.
His speed. He can cover. He's used as a spy.
Yeah.
His speed off the edge is. I've never seen somebody. That quarterback, that second string quarterback for Arkansas, was the anchor on a 4x100 relay team. And Harold Perkins walked him down like it was nothing. And I was like, dude, how fast is Harold Perkins? He's got Harold Perkins might be a sub 4.440 guy. Like, he had speed that is he's unbelievably fast. If you haven't seen this kid, don't worry about him because the Texans can't get their hooks on him into him for another, you know, two seasons after this one. With that said, if things keep going the way they are, they'll be in range.
Yeah. No. They could well have the number one pick next year, the year after.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're the new Jaguars, potentially. Jaguars are fighting to be the Jaguars again. Jaguars are looking to do something that I've never seen in NFL history. Three straight
number one overall picks.
Never have we seen that.
They've got a fight.
They got two wins?
But the Texans are beating their ass on that.
The Texans literally beat them head-to-head.
They got three wins.
Oh, they have three?
They have three wins.
Oh, they pulled another one off? Yeah. Okay. It'll be tough then. Houston will have to win twice for the Jags to finish in first place. And by first, I mean last. But
right. First place for the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. I think we got
which, if you turn it upside down, it's number one.
Yeah. To me,
I think we
may be locking this one down.
I think we're good. I like us. I like us in
this. When we come back, do we want to get into – well, we'll get some calls in here. But the Zach Wilson thing, his response – we didn't talk about it yesterday because we had other stuff going on, but – All national radio when I heard it was all about Zach Wilson being a huge loser.
You know who's a winner? Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He is a winner, and he's the one that's going to make you feel better about yourself. How about put more money in your pocket? That's right. Jeff Aronoff is actually going to – you are going to pay him to put money in your pocket. That's what he does. Because when he remodels your home or your business, he makes it more valuable. So, and this is a long play, okay? Your home is a long play. It is not something that you just let go to hell and you don't do anything about. Because if you don't put anything into it, you're getting nothing. That's what you'll get out of it. You'll get nothing out of it. So what you need to do is put something into it. And when you do, when you change, when you add, put in that outdoor kitchen, outdoor patio, I know from firsthand experience, it happened to me. I put in an outdoor kitchen with Jeff Aronoff, and it improved the value of my home. If you don't do anything, you, my friends, are going to suffer when you try to sell that home. And if you do, you're not going to get nearly what it's worth. So if you need, and just if you want to just change, how about just change because you've been in that house or business for so long? It needs a change. Jeff Aronoff's here for you. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Texas Custom Patios is where you could be watching your World Cup. Well, I mean, it's too late. I mean, they're not going to be able to build your patio in time to watch World Cup, but they could have it built for, you know, the next time you're watching baseball in the spring or for just, you know, whenever. Maybe you want to have Easter, you want people to come out to your home and do Easter with you, your family members. The outdoor living spaces that they're building can come with fire pits, fireplaces. They can build stone seating areas like I have at my home. They can do entire, put marble in there for your travertine for an entire an island area for people to sit. You can have 1, 2, 3 televisions, whatever you can conceive of, they can build for you. And the Texas Custom Patios, they use the very best materials. And when they give you a price for what it is that you're going to have, it never changes. So even if the price goes up on materials or they have to redo something, they do it on their dime. Texas Custom Patios, building an outdoor oasis for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
That was Zach Wilson after the game, after a game that they lost. By the way, big ups to Marcus Jones, Coop, taking the punt back to the house with 5 seconds left in the game. Holy crap.
What a cover. I mean, what an end of a game. Yeah, Marcus Jones will do that too. There's a big fuss that somebody missed, that the refs missed the call.
Well, and the NFL came out yesterday and said, no, they didn't. It wasn't a clip.
Who cares? I can cry
louder. He would have called him anyway.
Cry louder.
It was a bad block, but
it was stupid.
It was stupid.
It was definitely stupid.
Yep.
Zach Wilson, do you think you? So that's one of those questions. I guess you just have to accept his answer. Stephen A. Smith said, so you just have to ask a question, and you accept the answer, and that's all you can do.
Yep. And
Stephen A. Smith got on him. Imagine that you didn't just accept the answer.
And Cliff, well,
and you should. You scored 3 points. You had less than 100 yards passing. You were terrible. Yes, you were culpable in this. They gave up 3 offensive points. What was the question again? How was it phrased?
Do you let the defense down?
The answer is, I mean, obviously. Here's how it goes, Zach. You just say, obviously. I mean, we've got to do better than this. I got to do better. I did not have a good game. Our offense, we didn't perform the way we should have. And those guys, man, they laid it out on the line. The defense was really, really good. And, yeah, we got to give them more help. We got to hold up our end of it. But, you know, to answer your question, yeah, you know, we feel like we let them down and we need to do better next time out. That's it. That's all you have to say. It's simple.
Take the responsibility. I was listening this morning. Mike Greenberg, who's a huge Jets fan, was on with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. And he said, here's what the Jets have to do. The Jets are close. The Jets have talent up and down, offense, defense. What they need to do is go out and trade for Aaron Rodgers this offseason. Or which disgruntled quarterback, wherever he is, go get that guy and plug him in. Because you can't draft another guy and hope that, especially where they're going to be drafting, hoping that guy, and then groom him. You need an established quarterback right now because this Jets team is ready to win now.
That's crazy to say, but yeah, I mean, you need to give the Jets, you gave the Jets fans a little taste. Zach is, I put a boom bust 6.5 grade on him because to me, I thought he was a one-year wonder. I hated the 2019 tape. His 2020 tape, he was throwing jump balls up against lesser opponents. He was a trick shot guy who could, I mean, he's more dude perfect than he is NFL quarterback. Yeah. You know, oh, look at him run, roll left and turn sideways and throw it 40 yards across the other way. And people were just making themselves yucky in their own pants watching his pro day. I'm like, what are y'all looking at? These are just goofball throws that aren't going to be real NFL. I get that his favorite player was Aaron Rodgers, but I swear he was more Manziel when you watched him play. And that is so disappointing, though. I don't care if you don't play well or whatever, that's fine. But when you take no responsibility, and they had Mike Tannenbaum on, former Jets GM back in the day, they said, what would you do in this situation? He said, I would make him third string. It goes, Mike White or Joe Flacco will be the number one quarterback, and the other one's number two. And Zach Wilson goes to number three because he's got to learn not only is he culpable for his level of play, but then not taking responsibility because in that locker room he's going to really lose some guys by saying that.
I think he might have already. We don't
I think know. Well, my guess just based on personality is they may not have really had his back to begin with. He was still in the process of trying to get guys on board. This is a critical misstep to me.
Yep. No. Here's something too that is this is crazy. Alex Manoah, who finished third in the Cy Young, right? It was obviously Verlander, I think, then Dylan Cease, and then Alex Manoah, Blue Jays pitcher. Listen to this, him talking about Gerrit Cole.
Who is the worst cheater in baseball history?
In baseball history?
Yeah.
Cheater?
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole.
Jericho, what he did?
Yeah, he cheated. He used a lot of, like, sticky stuff
Yeah.
to make his pitches better.
Wow.
And he kind of got caught out on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst cheater in baseball history is Gerrit Cole.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
More than Barry Bonds, you think?
It's John, steroids are nothing. Who told you that? Rachel McNichols once told you that steroids are nothing compared to what the Astros did.
I heard that from Yankee fan too.
Steroids are nothing.
Alex Rodriguez?
No, they don't make you. Steroids don't make you better. They just help you recover.
Sammy Sosa?
No.
Didn't he also have balls in his bat?
That was a separate thing. But yeah, they just help you recover.
On top of steroids?
They don't help you hit home runs.
Oh, that's right.
They don't help you hit
the ball. Doesn't go further.
No, obviously not. It just helps you recover faster.
You still have to hit the ball. I remember.
You still have to hit the ball. So. Yeah, were there multiple players who have now hit 70 home runs? Yeah, but has anyone done it since? No, one guy got to 60, one guy ever since then. But, so steroids aren't bad. Steroids didn't hurt anyone's career. They didn't put pressure on other players to use steroids. It didn't hurt pitchers who were trying to get them out. They didn't use them all throughout the year on road and home games.
Mm-hmm.
The worst things are trash cans. Now, I'll say this. The spider tech is a pretty serious allegation because you remember we made fun of him because he sounded like Cousin Greg when he got put on blast for the spider tech stuff.
I don't know how to answer what is happening to America and certain and other people such as the U.S. and United Nations. What? What are you talking about?
I personally believe.
Dude. Spider tech is that's why I'm kind of surprised the Fromber thing didn't become even bigger, because if you are able to grip better and have a tighter spin rate, the ball fundamentally changes. The shape of a baseball as it comes in fundamentally changes. It's a big deal. That's why you're going to see baseball players will not be happy with spider tech guys. Plus Gerrit Cole's not likable. So I think it's easy for another baseball player to come after Gerrit Cole.
I liked him when he was here.
I actually liked him fine. I didn't know that there was a douche factor until right after the game where he became so combative. And, dude, I was pissed off. All of us were pissed off.
He was pissed.
He didn't get in the game.
He was pissed.
But immediately had his Boris hat on. It's like, it was almost like an F you to the Astros.
Yeah.
It felt like.
To AJ. Uh-huh. Thanks for not putting me in, and I don't have a title.
Well, I mean, I was saying that, too.
I was saying that. We were all saying that.
We were all saying that. We were on your side until you douched out. And then he got to the Yankees, and I'm like, I can't stand that guy.
And then he shaved. And look, he had to cut his hair and he had to cut his beard. And look, he sucks.
Look at him now.
Look at him now.
What happens when a spin rate changes because he can't use spider tech? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you got a book. And yeah, what are we going to do for News of the Weird? Who am I going to say?
You want me to get Paul?
Lance. Oh, yeah, get Paul.
I want Paul to have to deal with this.
Yeah, we'll get Paul in here.
Paul should have to put up with this crap.
Paul, let me ask you a question. Okay. Yeah. All right. We can do that.
Do you want to be in a Turkish prison while people are grabbing? No. Of course, the answer is always no to everything you ask.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get Paul in here. See how he responds to.
Paul's not here today.
No.
He's not.
Who's doing the show?
Patrick Creighton.
Okay.
Who?
Creighton.
Oh, perfect. Patrick Creighton.
Or you could not do News of the Weird, and you could talk to Patrick Creighton about the Skip and Shannon thing since he had his own thing on the air.
No, that's not what?
That'd be a move you would do.
He doesn't want that.
it'd be interesting. We've never talked to him about it.
No, we've never had him on to talk about it. No. But all right, let's get Patrick Creighton in here. We'll do News of the Weird with Patrick Creighton. I don't even know if he knows what News of the Weird is, because he's a late show guy. I'm not sure he's up to date. Well, you know what?
It couldn't possibly come up with a context clue about what it would be.
Yeah. Let's talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, that's what we're talking about now. That's one of my peeps over there at HRP. You've heard David Gao talk about him. David Gao is obviously, he's our CEO. Laura is our CFO. She handles all of they're all business people, and so they know much better than I, but they have continually lauded what HRP does for us, and we had another payroll company, and it just wasn't up to snuff. It just wasn't growing with us. And when you go from 25 to 75 employees, now you have to talk to your payroll company and say, hey, you know, we need a discount on the payroll because we're growing. And you know what? You should. You go to a box store and expect the same that you pay at a retail store, right? So when you grow, You need to have your deal customized. And we had ours customized with HRMP. We love what they do for us. You'll love what they do for you. They are going to make sure that your payroll, your HR, your taxes are all taken care of perfectly every time. They're going to help you through the 401k. They're going to help you through, but you get to choose which one of those, what benefits package, which insurance package that you want, not the ones that your payroll company is forcing on you. So you're looking for that kind of company? We got them. Customize a plan for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I always tell you guys to go to LanceZCars.com, and that's because when you go, you can immediately start the car buying process, which includes the trade-in value. So if you go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC or just LanceZCars.com, one of the first things you're going to see is a chance to chat live, and you can start the offer, getting the offer from their trade-in valet for what your vehicle can go for. And if you haven't heard, pre-owned vehicles are going for record amounts. And the same thing can be true for your vehicle. So make sure that you start right there. Now, online, you can find all the different vehicles that they have in stock for you. Right now, they have a pre-owned 2020. Actually, I need to check and see if this is pre-owned because this is an unbelievable price. 3.6-liter engine, a 2021 Chevy Traverse, which is awesome, is going for $34,500 right there online. I drive the Traverse. My wife drives the Traverse. It is a terrific vehicle. Oh, just 15,000 miles on it. This is an awesome offer for you. And this is an example of what you can find from their pre-owned department. You also have lease and purchase options right now going on for Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra 1500 pickup trucks, which are going to have deep discounts not only on the price, but also with what they're able to get you from the dealer cash back and the cyber cash, things like that. So they always try to find you the very best options available from a program standpoint, whether it's lease or purchase. But they will find you as much money as possible and give you more trade-in value than anyone else here in the city of Houston. Shop online at LanceZCars.com and then head out to Angleton. That's where all the deals are getting made with Craig DeSurf and his crew. It's LanceZCars.com or Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Hi, welcome back. News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats, better prices. No fees. It's that simple. Patrick Crate joining us here on the show. He's filling in for Paulie G today and tomorrow. Just both days. Both days. Paulie G's already started his Thanksgiving holiday, the holiest of holidays, Thanksgiving. So Patrick Crate coming in as Lance has to head to, unfortunately, he's got to go to a funeral. So he's got to get out of here early. Patrick, do you have any idea what News of the Weird is?
I have a vague idea of what it is, but hey, listen, you know what? I'm in here with the Godfather. He didn't even make me kiss this ring when I walked in, so either he loves me or I'm getting whacked in about 5 minutes.
No, you're good. You're good. You're not getting whacked. But you will probably regret being in here for this segment, okay? Not getting whacked, though. Do you think, okay, you know the FTX is falling apart, right?
Yes.
It's gone bankrupt. So FTX Arena in Los Angeles, right, will not be any longer. The Booby Trap would like to take over. It's a strip club. Do you think you would like to go to Booby Trap Arena to see games if you're a Los Angelian?
I'm probably not against it. You know, wasn't there a time when Bang Brothers wanted to have the arena in Miami?
Yeah.
So that would have been great. I mean, think of all the puns that they could have had with the BBC arena.
Right.
But the Booby Trap Arena.
An ex is suing her ex-lover because he put juju on her underwear to make her unattractive to men. Have you ever put juju on any woman's underwear?
I don't know. Juju's about 6'2 and 215 is a wide receiver.
Not that juju.
Okay.
I wouldn't put that juju on any woman's underwear.
The candy, like the juju bean candy?
Not that juju. Apparently he put a spell.
Oh, okay. So it's witchcraft.
Witchcraft, right.
Yeah, I don't have any witchcraft powers.
You don't have witchcraft.
But I mean, if You know what? I'm trying to think back of if I ever had an ex that I would want to put a whammy on for that. But in reality, I usually was lucky enough to date like above my pay grade.
Yeah.
So usually I kind of look back at it as, oh, I was really lucky to
yeah,
date with
so
her.
I'm not going to
screw up that karma.
Go get whatever you can because you had to put up with me for that long. A Delaware man has been sentenced to joining the U.S. Capitol riots. He says he only did it because he was on a Tinder date. Have you ever been on a Tinder date and actually attacked the United States government?
I had been on a Tinder date.
You have been.
I've never attacked the United States government. I don't recall, like, is that like, you know, swipe right is like, swipe left is don't like? No. So what do you do for attack the government? Is that down?
I don't know. Or up?
Double
I don't
tap?
Know. I have no idea. I've never attacked the government before, and I've never been on Tinder before.
I'm wondering, you know.
Tinder was around a lot longer after I got married.
Tinder isn't really a dating app. It's more of a hair pulling and butt smacking app.
Yeah, right.
Which, again, if you want to do that, how does attack? Attacking the government doesn't get me in the mood.
Right. Maybe. Well, everybody's different. You don't know. Maybe she was like, "Oh, attack the government now. It's go time." Right.
You know, I've never been with a woman like that.
Yeah.
I probably won't be.
No. There's a lot of women out there.
But if there is somebody who has been with a woman like that, I'd love to hear your story.
Research now are considering releasing herpes into waterways to reduce carp populations. Would you like herpes to be in your waterway?
I would like herpes to be on whoever thought of that as an idea.
That's a bad idea.
Hey, let's put herpes in the water so people who eat the fish will get herpes, or if you swim in the water, get herpes. No. In fact, that person, if they're not already, they should be, you know, neutered so they cannot further populate and damage
ugly
the gene pool.
To give them those big sores and canker sores and stuff around their gym, that's terrible.
That part where you said you didn't want to be here for this segment, that was the one.
An English goalkeeper is in some trouble. Apparently, fans threw a water bottle down to him that was filled with their urine, and he, in return, started spraying the fans with the water bottle.
You know
and
what?
He's the one that got kicked out of the game.
They deserved it.
They did deserve it.
They deserved it.
Have you ever squirted urine on people?
I have never done that to anyone who didn't ask for it.
Right. That's on them.
Actually, that's not true. There was one time in college I was very drunk, and I inadvertently crawled out the third-story window because the bathroom was full at a party and just kind of let it go. And there happened to be people under there, so I'm sorry.
Oh, you urinated on those people. That's ugly. That's a terrible, terrible story. A man found a $4.8 million check for Haribo. It's a candy company.
Yeah, they make gummy bears.
Yeah. You know what they gave him as a reward?
$10.
Candy. A bag of candy.
A bag?
A bag.
Was it like a life-size bag? I mean, this should have been. If I'm giving you $5 million, the least I could get is a lifetime supply of your gummy bears.
That's all they gave him was some candy. He doesn't say if it was just one bag, but apparently that's all they gave him after finding a $4.8 million check from. You know what's cheap? Who's cheap? Haribo.
Should have ripped it up right in front of him.
Yeah, apparently. In 2007, a Bosnian couple divorced after discovering both had an online affair with each other under fake names. Have you ever had an affair with your wife before you married her?
I did not.
You did not?
And I certainly didn't have one under a fake name.
That's right. No, that's absolutely right. All right, we are done. You're next.
I am next.
Taking over for Paul. What are you doing on your show today?
So, Lovey Smith may be having a little bit of a change of heart one day later.
Yeah.
We'll get into some of the Astros' decisions, what they've got coming up, because, well, some of the players they wanted maybe aren't available, and how do the new rules affect the Astros? And we'll get into another disappointment from the U.S. men's national team. Yeah. They've been doing that since 2002.
That's right. They certainly have. It seems like Brian T. Smith might be running the Texans now. It appears he's the boss, and we'll find out whether or not, you know, Kyle Allen starts this week. Then, you know what, Brian T., you're the boss. There's no question about it. We are done. We had a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Enjoy Patrick Creighton next over the next couple of hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Move over your sound.
Real.
Let's go.
fun. Sports.